This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Happy Saturday, folks. So today, we're going to have a slightly longer broadcast than normal. Because let's face it, the events of the last several weeks, like every day, maybe twice a day, have reached a staccato. I mean, it is one shoe falling after another, internationally, domestically, scandal-wise, politically, you name it. And you know, they all have a common link. I talked about this in the last show, the common link. And in the show before that, and the several shows before that, I have prognosticated certain undeniable events. 2 + 2 = 4. It doesn't please me to be right, but it does humor me to see the mainstream media, just in the last few days, picking up on the same things that I was talking about months ago. The rise in gas prices. You know, oil is now up to $115 a barrel and climbing because of the mess in the Middle East. Gold is going up because of instability worldwide, flight to safety. Inflation, which I've been beating the drums on for 2 years. I mean, go back in the archives. Just type in the word inflation in the search bar, and you'll come up with several shows, including some great national interviews on what's happening with inflation. And remember, realstatistics.com. That's realstatistics.com. That's where you can get the real inflation numbers, as if you didn't know what was happening just by going to the gas pump, just by going to the grocery store, just by paying for medical services, and on in the basic ingredients of life. Like, how about electricity? Up 23% average around the country in the last year. Thank you, government. And debt. You know, I've done several shows in the past on debt. Not only the primary debt, which is now $17.6 trillion, but the unfunded liabilities, which are $100 trillion. I have a chart. I have a graph. I show you where it's going. It's just math. And remember, interest rates are low. Interest rates go up. You pay more on the debt. The debt itself increases. We've talked about QE3 in the past, right? The Federal Reserve printing money out of thin air to buy our own bonds. And the collapse of the currency, or the potential collapse of the currency, the dollar, as a world's reserve. We've talked about the countries that are aligned against the dollar right now. Even the International Monetary Fund. I mean, we keep these guys propped up, and they're putting out papers talking about how the dollar shouldn't be the preeminent currency. You have to scratch your head. You have to scratch your head at them for their brazen lack of gratitude, and you have to scratch your head at us because we're morons. We keep writing these guys checks. We keep writing the UN checks. You know, we're writing checks to all those Central American countries that are flooding our borders with kids. Which, by the way, we're going to talk a little bit about immigration. We're going to talk a little bit about the IRS. We're going to talk a little bit about Iraq and the Mideast. But it's going to be things, because that's what I do, telling you about forecasting the future and bringing to light some things which you just aren't going to hear on the mainstream media, which might help tie it all together for you, as dark a knot as it may be. So let's talk about immigration first. So we have all these kids flooding the borders. By the way, people on the ground say about half are not kids. You know, half are like grown people, particularly grown men. So don't believe all that rubbish either. And we're spending our resources to ship them around the country, insert them in neighborhoods, insert them in cities, take over military bases. I mean, really? And the countries that are sending them here, and I'll tell you my theory on that in a moment, the countries that are sending them here continue to get billions of dollars of foreign aid from us? No kidding. So how about we take out of that billions of dollars, excuse me, why don't we take the costs of dealing with this mess on the border? Thank you, Barry, for your executive order on the DREAM Act. And reduce the aid to these folks. Maybe we could be really smart, you know, be capitalists and give them incentive to stop it. Who knows? That might work. But my theory on this, and I think you'll see this borne out, is going to be another scandal. You wait and see, folks. Is that all the newspapers, the radio stations, the media outlets, the social media down in those countries, which have basically said it's okay to go to the United States, you'll be taken care of, you'll be relocated, yada, yada, yada. You'll get education. You'll have all these goodies, of course, paid for by us. Now, where do you think all these people all at once got this information? Where do you think they got this idea? And, you know, the mainstream media likes to talk about, oh, well, it was President Obama, you know, at the State of the Union and with the DREAM Act and the executive order and all this kind of stuff. Yes. But I'm here to tell you that here's what's going to come out. Obama and his administration, including the State Department, and that includes Hillary Clinton and John Kerry, they leaked what to run in those papers. They leaked what to say on those radio shows. Think about this. Hillary and Barry swung into action to propagate the lie on the Benghazi video, spending $75,000 that we know of, putting ads in all the Arabic papers and on Arabic media and social media saying, it wasn't our fault, we didn't do the video. Forget the politics at home. How come we haven't seen $75,000 at least spent in those countries reversing the stories these papers are writing? And all these papers came up with the same idea at the same time. Just like the 56 VA medical centers came up with the same idea on how to cook the books, keep double lists, lie and get bonuses all the same time. Just like seven computers of the seven people targeted for investigation, two of whom have pled the Fifth Amendment, that tells you they might be a little worried about criminal activity. Their computers go down, and just like those seven computers get trashed, the hard drives get quote-unquote recycled. I mean, do you believe in coincidences? Do you believe in a string of coincidences? Or do you believe like I do, there are no coincidences? Bottom line is, even though he's been slapped down by the Supreme Court on overreaching with executive orders, in violation of his oath and in breach of the Constitution, and by the way, spending money out of your pocket, putting your future and your kids' future at risk, and undermining your personal safety and security along with the rest of America. Even though he's been slapped down 13 times by 9-0 votes on the Supreme Court, you know, that's almost unheard of. He just continues to go out there and do it, do it, do it. So my theory on immigration is that this was all planted. This was known. Let me give you a little proof. Barry, as usual, told us several weeks ago when this mess first came to light that he didn't know anything about it. It's taken me completely by surprise, just like everything else in his life. Well, you know, lo and behold, the articles are down below. And make sure you read the articles under scandal, the articles under immigration, the articles under women and family, and the articles under military and terror. I mean, I guess that's five of the eight categories. There's good articles on under all of them, but they will fill in the holes, because if I talked about all the stuff that you're not hearing elsewhere, that this show brings to you, that these articles bring to you, we would be here all day. And let's face it, the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, there are other things in life than gritting your teeth at the purposeful moronics in Washington. I digress. So, I think they ginned this up. The Department of Homeland Security, read the articles below, it's suddenly been discovered in the last week that in January, remember, Barry was saying in May that he didn't know anything about this. This was total surprise. Oh, how could this be happening? What has prompted this? The Department of Homeland Security commissioned a study and put out bids for contractors, listen to this, who could take care of 65,000 unaccompanied minors at the southern border. But they didn't know? Really? They're soliciting bids in January. The media goes crazy down in Central America in March and April. The flood of immigrants starts in May, becomes a torrent in June, and a tsunami in July. You believe in coincidences? And now, Barry is kind of making, you know, he's floating the usual political balloon. This guy, despite getting slapped down by the Supreme Court, including a warning shot across his bow in a paragraph in the latest decision this week about the National Labor Relations Board, this guy is going to sign some beastly immigration bill granting amnesty, who knows, voting rights. The Democrats would love that. Voting rights, who knows what, to immigrants, to these people who are flooding the borders now. And he's going to figure, because this is how progressives figure, the consequences be damned, even though his decision will probably be reversed by the Supreme Court 2 years from now. That's 500,000 people across the border, all dissimilated throughout the United States. Let me ask a question. If we can pay the money to fly them around the United States, how about we put them on planes and fly them back to their country? You know, treat them nicely, give them a hot shower, give them the meals, check them out medically, do all the humane things, give them a set of clothes, put them on a plane, ship them back. Instead, we do A, B, C above, and ship them out to the interiors of the country with continuing benefits. Benefits better than our veterans get, by the way. Which brings us to the military. So now the military is fixated on social policies such as transgender operations. Really? Oh, and you can't have a tattoo? I mean, they have all sorts of regulations they just came out with, where you can have a tattoo, how big it can be, how much of a tattoo can be exposed, how many you can have. And you know what? If you're 20 years old, smart as a whip, strong as a bull, a great warrior wanting to serve your country, and you got more than two tattoos, or you got them in the wrong place on your body, like exposed below the cuff line, you're not eligible for military service anymore. I mean, it's almost unbelievable, but it's true. And that's not a coincidence either. While at the same time, Barry allows DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, to buy 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition, thousands of automatic weapons, and 2,500 plus armored vehicles. Think about it. There are no coincidences. In Iraq, we're all wringing our hands up there in Washington. Oh my God, we didn't see it coming, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, the intel community has had enough of being thrown under the bus. Read some of the articles below. They're adamant. Number one, it's come out that they have been watching ISIS for a year and warning about it. Number two, the top generals in the army, who don't seem to have a spine anymore. The top generals in the army pleaded with Obama to bomb the living hell out of ISIS when they were congregated in Syria before they were on the move and integrated themselves in population centers. Obama did nothing. My show several weeks ago, listen to it, where I talk about Obama's sympathies for Muslims, for the downtrodden, for the freedom fighters as he views them. If you think about what's happening now, playing out a week or two later, and you listen to that show, I think you'll see it's right on the button. Right on the button. And you know, I'm not all too sure that the President of the United States doesn't want to see a caliphate formed. You know, it's one more stick in the eye of the quote-unquote colonial powers who, somewhat arbitrarily to be admitted, drew lines in the sand creating Syria and Iraq after World War I. I mean, they're really kind of artificial countries. You know? These brave ISIS fighters, in Barry's mind, are simply righting a wrong from 100 years ago. A terrible wrong perpetrated by the colonial powers. Security of the United States be damned. Which is another thing I've talked about for the last several months. Okay? We are in the crosshairs. We have a border that is a sieve. It's all interrelated. I fear we're going to have a major event. ISIS has threatened it. The head of ISIS, I can't pronounce his name, and it doesn't matter anyway. He was a Guantanamo detainee, a Gitmo prisoner. And he was released by, that's right, Barry and Eric in 2009. And what he said to his captors as he was released, the army captain or major and the detail, was, quote, "I'll see you in New York," unquote. And of course, we have the five Taliban. I'm sure they are our best friends, and they will do nothing at all in America's disinterest after 13 years in captivity. There are no coincidences. So, all this stuff that's been going on, how about the IRS stuff, right? The computers, the emails, those emails are going to be found. All these people are doing is they're trying to stave off the inevitable mushroom cloud that's going to envelop this administration when it's Watergate, and that's what the IRS is, along with Benghazi, when it's Watergate explodes, even on the liberal press, or through the liberal press. Did you know that the IRS commissioner, I talk about him in the last few shows too, you know, smug, arrogant, I mean, really, you really have to watch some of that testimony. You can dial it up on Google. Watch the guy's face. I mean, his words are bad enough. Watch his mannerisms. Watch his body language. Watch his expressions. He's contemptuous of the American people. He's contemptuous of the rule of law. And you know what came out just a few days ago? He has contributed personally $85,000, that's 85,000,000, to Democratic presidential candidates since 1980, including to Barry. And this is the guy who's investigating himself? Okay. There are no coincidences, folks. The IRS thing will unravel. Their gameplay right now is they know it's going to unravel. They want to make sure it unravels after November. Mark my words, those emails will be found. What Congress does about it is another thing. But all this chatter, this dropping of one shoe after another, these major events, I mean, they really are major events, right? This is not the forming of a terrorist state whose leader was at Gitmo and promised to return to New York, and I don't think as a tourist. The release of the Taliban. You know, Bergdahl, the deserter, has kind of slipped from view. You notice that? I can't wait to see what his doctors are being told by the administration to say or not say. And Benghazi. There's been revelations on Benghazi, too. I have articles down below under Scandal. It's so much stuff that it's tough to keep track of. It's numbing. It's bewildering. And it makes you feel hopeless, doesn't it? I mean, this giant federal bureaucracy is totally out of control. And in each and every case, if they had 100 checklist items with boxes on the left-hand side of what not to do in the best interests of America domestically, politically, financially, and internationally, they're not only checking every box, they're checking it three times. That's not a coincidence. Because they want you numb. They want you feeling hopeless. They want you dependent. They want you docile. They want you stunned, so overwhelmed, it's kind of like Cloward and Piven of the psychology, that you don't know where to turn and therefore you're ineffective. And if you don't keep your eye on the bouncing ball, that's what's going to happen. And all these bouncing balls, or should I say thudding rocks, are obscuring a whole bunch of other things that are going on. Number one, you know, everybody's wringing their hands. Oh my God, you know, we shouldn't have sent all those troops into Iraq. I'm not making any judgments about that. And then number two, oh, we shouldn't use air power to defeat ISIS. If you listen to my show a week ago, I think I said, what's the problem? Bomb them all. I mean, they are all our enemies. They are all the enemies of Western civilization. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard, the Shiite militias, ISIS, these are all rabid dogs that want to eat you, and they happen to be fighting amongst themselves. If a bomb drops in the middle of them, gee, yay for America. Maybe that's a cold-hearted approach. I know it's certainly not politically correct, and I will admit that there are good Muslims out there. But they're not standing up. How can you help somebody who doesn't stand up for themselves? And in the end, don't you have to help yourself and keep yourself safe before you can help anyone else? Don't they tell you to put the oxygen mask on yourself first if an airline is in trouble before you turn around and help the passenger next to you? Sure they do. And they're right. And it's the same in the big bad world. Let me tell you what's being obscured out there. I'm going to have a whole show on this. You know, China has a credit bubble. It has a credit bubble in real estate. It has a credit bubble in finance. Its growth has slowed. It's still phenomenal. I mean, they're still a juggernaut. But there is a slowdown going on in China. There are chinks in the Chinese economic armor. Not too dissimilar from ours in 2008, I might add. In Europe, this was an article May 31st, less than a month ago. First of all, did you know that the GDP of the European Union, if you put all the countries together, is $17 trillion. That's a trillion more than the United States. They have 500 million people, bigger than the United States. They are, collectively, the European Union, the largest economy in the world, not the United States. And they are in deep caca. That last week in May, the European Central Bank president, Mario Draghi, he admitted it. He bluntly declared the EU, the European Union, is at risk of sinking into deflation. Now, personally, I think it's just the opposite. I think they're at risk of sinking into hyperinflation. But we are in agreement, Mr. Draghi and I, that the European Union is a sinking ship. And did you know that they went so far, they went further than our Fed has done. They lowered interest rates to negative territory. Think about that. Negative interest rates. In other words, a bank, when it parks its money overnight in the Federal Reserve, right now gets paid a paltry 0.25%. Almost unheard of. But they get paid something. In Europe, if a bank parks money at the European Central Bank, it now has to pay 0.25% for the privilege of parking it. This is to spur the banks to not park money, but to loan it, to stimulate the economy, etc., etc. Understand? Where is this story on the news? This is our biggest trading partner, our biggest overseas market, and the world's largest economy, and you can't find a peep about it anywhere. Either you're watching social nonsense, you know, like Kim Kardashian or whatever she is, doing her thing, or, you know, the football player who wound up doing some murders, or who knows what, glitter, escape. Oh, the World Cup, yes, we don't want to miss the World Cup. Nothing against soccer. Great game. But, you know, there's a couple more important fish to fry right now. Have you heard anything about Israel? I mean, let's see, Israel has Iran and the nuclear bomb to worry about, which Obama's, you know, he unleashed that horse a year ago with his total nonsensical deal, which he still hasn't shared. The document has still not been shared with the American people. He was actually talking a week ago. It was just on the news for a day or two. I think they were floating it as a trial political balloon about forming an alliance with Iran against ISIS. Really? Iran? North Korea is crazy and a huge enemy. Iran is our number one enemy in the world, who's vowed our destruction, the destruction of the great Satan, and vowed the destruction of Israel, and we're going to form an alliance. That's kind of scary. That's kind of like right before World War I, all the weird alliances that led to global conflict. And you didn't hear much about that either, did you? And you know what else you haven't heard about? You haven't heard about this new tax law, which is going to affect this coming week. Tuesday. I've talked about it in my shows from the last 4 or 5 weeks. I've warned you about it. You can't hear anything about it hardly anywhere. I have a few more articles on it down below. I believe they're under tax, or they might be under economy. This law, which forces, if a foreign bank wants to deal in dollars or with an American citizen dealing in dollars, forces them to hire all sorts of compliance staff, incur all sorts of costs, and fill out all sorts of incredible moronic bureaucratic red tape paper from the United States government who must think it's King Tut. And these banks aren't going to do it around the world. They're just going to say, I'm not dealing in dollars. And Russia and China and India, the BRIC countries, South Africa, they're clapping their hands. This is what they want. They want the dollar in decline. They don't want the dollar used as a currency. I talked 4 or 5 weeks ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, about this huge deal. You hardly heard anything about it. $400 billion energy deal between China and Russia. And it ain't in dollars, folks. They're not going to be trading energy in dollars. You really think that if ISIS is successful in establishing its Islamic State, which would include Iraq's oil production, the number two producer in the world right now, you think they're going to deal in U.S. dollars? Really? I don't think so. Do you kind of see how all these things are interrelated? And do you kind of see how many, many of these really critical things are not being discussed at all while we're engaged in this torrent of also very important things that are hitting daily on all sorts of fronts about all sorts of scandals? Next week, I'm gonna talk some more about those specifics. This is kind of a prep show, if you will, for next week. Because next week, we're going to get into the specifics of all these things briefly, and then I'm going to tie them together for you with a bow tie of dots, and you can untie that bow tie any way you want. You know, there's as a precursor to that, there's a theory among certain economists that there are war cycles. You've heard of different things, the Kondratiev wave and this, that, and the housing cycle and this cycle and that cycle. Well, there's a theory out there that there are war cycles. And those people who subscribe to that theory believe that we are entering into one of the greatest war cycles, really, of human history. And they believe it will peak around 2020. I'm not telling you, I'm not saying I believe it, I don't believe it, I'm giving you information. If you want, check it out. But we do see wars exploding and violence exploding around the world, despite Barry telling us a week ago the world is safer than it's ever been before, less violent than it's ever been before, and healthier than it's ever been before. Does he really believe this stuff? I'm not sure which is more scary, if he really believes it or if he's just flat lying, as usual. Look, what's happening now, domestically and internationally, with or without a quote-unquote war cycle, just knowing what you know, just seeing the violence explode around the world, just listening to these people who are forming a caliphate while we do nothing, our hands tied by a president sympathetic to their goal, should tell you something. And these events, financial, domestic, political, international, conflict, energy, are going to shape the world for the next 50 to 100 years. This is not like something is happening now and, you know, we'll be able to stamp it out and next year will be better. And next year may be better in many ways. But all the stuff that's happening now is shaping your future, and certainly the future of your children. These are huge structural shifts, paradigm shifts. These are not tiny little cyclical changes. This is not recession, 5 years of prosperity, and recession. Speaking of which, I guess you know that the Commerce Department, you know, I've been telling you for years they lied to you with the numbers. And I've been giving you the sources to find out the real stuff, realstatistics.com being one of them. In fact, you can go on the Department of Labor's website and you'll get the real stuff. Everybody else just lies about it. So, you have what was originally a 0.1% growth that was then shifted to a 0.1% decline in gross domestic product, GDP, for the first quarter of this year. And now suddenly, on a Friday, imagine that. On a Friday, they make like their 8th or 9th revision. I mean, does it really matter how many they've made? And now the final number is, drum roll please, -2.9%. Folks, the last time we had a contraction like that was in the big housing bust of 2008-2009. In fact, I have to check my records on this. Some of you can Google it up. You can drop me an email. I don't think we've had a 2.9% drop in GDP in a single quarter since somewhere around pre-World War II, except in a recession. You didn't hear much about that, did you? Nope. You sure didn't. Well, listen, next week we're gonna tie all these things together again, because I think it's really important. This isn't to scare you. This isn't, you know, it brings me no pleasure talking about these things. I would rather be fishing. I'd rather be writing my books. I'd rather be on a horse. I'd rather be chasing elk. I'd rather be with my family. I'd rather be doing just about anything but talking to you about this ugly, dirty, muddy current of history that seems to be washing over us. But I love this country, and I love Americans. I love our ideals. I love our values. It's why I write the Threads West series. The touchstone of the past is the guidepost to the future. By the way, the book, says an aside, won 4 more awards this week. I got to tell you, I got to thank the publisher, my great team, Paige Lambert, my editor. I mean, I'm blessed. I'm way luckier than I deserve. That's now 6 national awards for Land for Love and Money, the first volume, and 20 for the Threads West series. Pretty humbling, I got to tell you. And I want to thank you readers, because last weekend, the books were once again top 100 Kindle, rocking and rolling. All right. That was a fun little interlude. I want you folks to think about what's happening around you. I want you to get involved, please, for yourselves, for your kids, for your country, for your freedom. Talk to other people. Get people to the polls. There is no tomorrow, folks. There's no tomorrow. We're out of tomorrows on a whole bunch of fronts. And what is happening now is going to affect your life. It's affecting it when you wake up in the morning, tomorrow morning. It's affecting it when you go to sleep tonight, Saturday night. This is not far off events. This is not a distant land, upheaval in some faraway place. This is not, as incredible as it is, some make-believe story you're watching play out on TV in our capital. This is not a made-for-the-big-screen horror flick concerning your freedoms. This is all happening. It's all affecting you every moment. And will do so more and more, exponentially, with greater rapidity over the coming months and years. And you need to know what's going on. I mean, not only your freedoms, your values, your country, your bank account, your wallet, your kids at risk. If some of these things come to play, your life is at risk. Do you understand? Your life is at risk. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Have a great Saturday. Enjoy the weekend. Give it a little thought. Read these articles. We'll talk to you next week.